Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Thousand Miler, Adventures Hiking the Ice Age Trail, by Melanie Radzicki McManus. Narrated by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1. My Journey Begins. A journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. Lao Tzu, Chinese philosopher and poet. A kaleidoscope of colors and shapes whirls outside the car window. If I could focus even a little, I'd see rolling green hills, sparkling sapphire lakes, golden prairie grasses just starting to burnish to a russet sheen, stands of pines so thick they're almost ebony in hue. But even the neatly rolled hay bales I love to admire while driving through the bucolic Wisconsin countryside are nearly invisible to my eyes today, appearing merely as smudged amber dots on the horizon. I'm unable to take in the scenic landscape because my thoughts are caught up in a frantic loop, continually reminding me that no matter how many miles we put behind us, more will simply unspool ahead. Something pings my chest. Fear? Anticipation? Ed and I have already been barreling down the highway at 65 miles per hour for more than 2 hours, and we've still got several more hours to go before reaching our destination. St. Croix Falls, a sleepy town of 2,100, perched on the rocky bluffs towering over the St. Croix River in northwestern Wisconsin. We'll have zipped along more than 250 miles of highway to get there from our home just outside of Madison, the capital, which squats down low in the center of the state, not too far from the Illinois border. A 250-mile car trip is pretty long. My butt is already angrily cramping in protest at sitting so long, and my legs continually twitch around trying to find some new, more comfortable position. But 250 miles pales in comparison to 1,100, especially when covered on foot, alone, and in remote, unfamiliar territory filled with Lyme disease-bearing ticks, poisonous plants, bears, wolves, and I'm not even sure what else. Yet that's what's in store for me starting tomorrow, and for every day after that for the next month or so. You see, I'm going to hike the Ice Age Trail. The Ice Age Trail is an 1,100-mile footpath that gently traces the edges of the last glaciation in Wisconsin. One of just 11 national scenic trails, it's in the same vaunted company as the Appalachian Trail, which runs some 2,181 miles from Georgia to Maine, and the Pacific Crest Trail, which winds 2,650 miles from Mexico to Canada, passing through California, Oregon, and Washington along the way. It's also one of just 3 national scenic trails to be coiled entirely inside one state, the other 2 trails being in Florida and Arizona. Although the Ice Age Trail is a state and national treasure, it's no easy feat to become designated a national scenic trail. Many people are unaware of its existence, even Wisconsinites, and more than 3.4 million of us live within an hour's drive of some portion of the trail. Why has the trail never grown in our collective consciousness? Perhaps because it isn't yet complete. About 650 miles of footpaths have been carved into the land so far, stitched together by 450 miles of road dubbed connecting routes. Maybe it's because Wisconsin isn't home to an avid hiking culture, like those found in mountainous regions such as Colorado or New England. Or perhaps it's because we Midwesterners, long derided by East and West Coast folks as living in flyover country, have bought into that notion, believing our corner of the United States couldn't possibly be home to anything truly special. About a year before I began planning my hike, I was one of the clueless who had no idea what the Ice Age Trail was, despite having hiked, skied, and run along numerous segments of the trail for years. Sure, I'd seen the name before, along with the trail's signature yellow blazes, but I never stopped to ponder that I'd used something called the Ice Age Trail in the Kettle Moraine State Forest in the